This morning, we're looking at how the high rate of black men in prison in Wisconsin impacts their neighborhoods. Many of those incarcerated are from the 53206 zip code on Milwaukee's north side. Dennis Walton grew up there. He left, got a college education, and then returned to work as a community activist. Walton talked with WUWM's Aaron Toner about the problems he's fighting, but says the neighborhood wasn't always this way.
I remember a time when there was apple trees and plum trees and pear trees, you know, throughout the whole neighborhood. You know, that was one of our favorite pastimes, climbing in people's trees and stealing plums and pears. I can remember getting chased out of many a yards for a plum, you know. And to see the change has been very interesting, because I can remember a very peaceful and serene time and a very beautiful childhood at that time. But then as we moved over into the Reagan era, I saw the total destruction of my community. I saw an influx of drugs. I saw an influx of crime. The jobs were being dismantled. And at the time, not knowing what I was going through as far as the transition of a community, you know, I fell victim to a lot of those negative things, a lot of those negative influences. The positive thing for me is that I did have a family. I had a mother who loved me, a father who loved me. My mother and father were a product of Milwaukee at the time when it was a thriving community. You know, they were a product of the manufacturing and the industry that existed here, which allowed for me to have a pretty decent childhood.
You say that you fell victim to some of the negative influences. Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Well, drugs, gangs. Even though that I was a part of a good family, all of the individuals around me were impoverished. And I didn't really understand the advantage that I had from coming from a strong family. It was just, I thought that everybody had a mother, everybody had a father. But as I started to grow, I seen a lot of my brothers die in this community. I've seen the most vicious crimes you could ever imagine, some of the most horrific murder scenes you can imagine in this community. More black men in the 53206 zip code are incarcerated and sent to prison than anywhere in the United States.
Your former friends and kids you hung around with?
Kids that I went to kindergarten with, you know, kids that I went to middle school with, that I went to high school with, that were genuinely good young men, but fell victim to a lot of the just the negative circumstances. And, you know, it's unfortunate, because once that transition came, our community turned into a war zone. It's a war zone right now. You know, in the next several months, I'll be dealing with a lot of different social ills.
When it gets warmer. What will happen? What will you see here?
I'll see murder primarily, you know, and a lot of it. You know, there's going to be a lot of safety issues, but primarily the murder. Someone will get shot. Someone will be maimed. Someone will be killed in this community.
Here, near your house. I mean, yeah, you'll...
I can walk out of my house right now and someone could be dead. You know, those are the extremes that we're dealing with. So my decision was, once I learn to improve myself, once I learned the values of being a man, a black man, a leader in my community, I decided not to leave, you know, because that's one of the major problems that we have in this community. There are not enough positive examples of black men in particular. I was fortunate. I was raised with a father who was a man, who worked, who took me around other men. And, you know, I was able to learn from them and to study them and to internalize their characteristics. But a lot of individuals have not had that opportunity. So one of the things for me is my commitment to this community to make sure that I represent something that's positive. And I'm fortunate to be in a position that because I have been here my whole life, I'm very connected to the issue. So I become a mediator for a lot of the individuals who need assistance, who need help, who need connections to resources, because overall the community is a good community. We just need leadership.